Oh fuck, fuck. Oh you fucking idiot.
There's no phone out there. There's fucking nothing.
You fucking idiot! Oh my god! You fucking idiot! I just retried this. Don't put it back in, it was on fire. I'm like, it needs to dry. I thought you were trying to wreck the car. Oh shit, don't even titties. Ho ho ho!
No, I do.
Anyway,
So fuck you!
Oh fuck, you know what the lucky side is?
It's like it didn't go down the hole.
Like, there's a substantial chance it won't work anyway, but it could have gone down the hole and now it's been good, but there it works.
See, it's because you were overreacting so much the first time
it
did.
Exactly,
I'll do it again! No.
It's not my fault, but don't blame it on me.
No, I'm not blaming you.
Okay.
I'm just explaining the course of events.
I doubt it's still recording.
Oh, it is.
Okay, good.
Oh. Basically, I threw my phone. I was throwing my phone from catching it.
Yes. And then he threw it way too high, and I said, no, fuck. And then it went.
And it crashed, and then it fell into a puddle.
Onto a road, and the battery went into a big ass puddle.
Is it working? I doubt very much it's going to work.
Look, you're lucky I have credit. You can use my phone, and I have your mother's number installed.
I know it anyway.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, not working.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We just ran across the road. Yeah. Completely unnecessary. We look like idiots.
You're such an idiot. Yes, I can't believe you do that.
Idiots.
Cool. What else were we talking about? Or is this Texas Goblins? Yeah, I'll say something now. Matthew McConaughey, I was looking up his politics this week, because I'm interested. Because I always thought Matthew McConaughey, coolest guy in the world, right? Then he was on the Oscars and whatever, in his speech. And his speech is basically, like, he thanks God and all that, and he turns out to be a Catholic, and then he's a passionate Catholic, and that really depresses me, because I thought Matt was one of the cool guys. And he says no one's ever liked to call him Matt McConaughey, because he's called after Matthew from the Bible, and that's the important part. So anyway, I was looking up his politics yesterday, it turns out he's never, ever revealed any of his politics on any matter. But some people think he's Republican, because he's from Texas, but I don't see that being the case. I mean, he literally made a film, which is just about, like, AIDS, the horrors of it. I don't see him as being. I mean, Republicans aren't nasties or anything, but I don't see him being a Republican.
You can never blame someone for being Catholic. Because if you're born Catholic, you stay Catholic.
Matthew McConaughey wasn't born Catholic. He was born a Baptist and he became Catholic when he.
Well, I prefer being Catholic than being Baptist. Well, no, I wouldn't actually.
I mean, Baptist. Baptists are nicer people.
I prefer being Catholic than being pro-Baptist.
I mean, Baptists are really, really right-wing, but I don't think they're as bad as Catholics in the context of some American areas. Like the Waltons are Baptists. And the Waltons are very nice people, and all the Baptists that they know are nice people. They sure they'd be Republicans, but I mean they'd be Republicans because they're all about, you know, the one man's business and all this. Your SIM card's fine. I mean, the problem, like, you dropped your whole phone on the floor. Why did you do that? You know what's funny is that we had an episode a couple years ago, and it's been deleted now, where Michael brought in his iPhone 5 exactly 2 years ago this week. And he brought in his iPhone 5 the day after he came in the post.
Yeah.
And you took it off and he was like, oh, if you look at it, and you like threw it in the air. And that was a great moment on the podcast. It's been lost forever.
Why?
Because it was one of the episodes. There was like a span of like 20 episodes that got deleted when my iPod got wiped. I hadn't backed them up anywhere. My iPod got wiped by accident. James says he has copies of them, but I don't believe him. So we'll find out. Maybe he does.
Why did it get wiped by accident?
My iPod got wiped. The pleasure is here. I dragged a film onto it. Suddenly the whole computer went crazy, started spinning, blah blah blah, flicker, flicker, flicker. And it said, you know, your iPod must restore to factory settings or it will be unusable forever. Everything. I had thousands and thousands of songs on it. Everything got wiped. That was like one of the darkest days of the last couple of years for me. But anyway.
Lucian.
I've recovered.
My battery is dead. You got a battery.
No, I don't. Now you're fucked.
Lucian.
God.
I'm fine.
You can text.
Or so you say.
You can text your significant person that you want to contact. Bring it to my phone and tell them that your phone's
fucked. So you say.
And you know you won't throw your phone up in the air because you had it in your hand because you got that call. So that was the call that led to this.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking hotel? Is it up there?
No.
It's taking a while. Anyway, we've been on for 9 minutes. That's actually a really fucking long time. It means we've been walking for like 25 minutes, which means we're going to be really, really late. And I want to
see the time on your phone anyway.
No, I can't.
Well, I can see it on my iNano.
Oh, you have your iNano. That's good. So you have a shiny electrical device in your pocket to keep you warm, even though your phone's broken.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe without a shiny electrical device.
7.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I saw you were listening to the Babel soundtrack the other day.
How do you know that?
Because I saw it on your iNano. At some point. Who went? Because I was in the shop on the cheap TV shop and they gave me a Babel. I was like, will I buy this? Then I was back and didn't have any special features and it was €2. So I will rent it on iTunes. who did the music for Babel? Is it somebody well known? Probably is.
We saw Santa Olaya. Santa Olaya.
Okay, I don't know that.
He's but great.
The director, awesome. The director, whatever his name is, Iñárritu. His new film, Birdman. What's it called? Called Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance? Is that what it's called? No. Or The Unexpected, I think it's called The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. Anyway, it's supposed to be absolutely great. Coming out here, 2nd of January, which is very late.
It's next week, but anyway. It's coming out in January.
It's got Michael Keaton, and he's playing a washed-up superhero film actor who puts on a one-man play on Broadway, and meanwhile starts to lose his mind, and giant birds start flying around and all sorts of stuff. It looks absolutely brilliant. It's supposed to be great. Coming out January in Britain, Ireland. Go see it. There's your free ad for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
You don't say a free ad.
It's a free ad. I mean, the distributor could have paid me to do that. I just spent a minute and a half talking about how great a film is that I haven't seen.
Your free ad. Isn't the listener's free ad?
Well, I mean, the listeners aren't paying for this, so I'm just advertising
exactly.
It into their ears.
But
anyway, I'm going to pause the recording now, and we'll be back with some more content, which will probably be recorded tomorrow morning or something. Thank you for listening.
There's a photo of him up there. He has a nice headshot in black and white. So original. And he is a, I'm sure he's a very, very talented young man. And he plays Tweaking Teen 2.
Boys, let's go.
Where?
The Laberinto de Fauno or outside?
Sorry?
I think it's probably too sunny today for El Laberinto de Fauno.
Yeah.
It's too sunny.
But I would like to go
Laberinto de Fauno. I just need to get like 2.5 more minutes of this.
We'll just keep recording.
Okay. Oh, and you want to come?
I don't know, like a walk.
Well, anyway.
I can't. Yeah, I don't know.
I do that because it's really disgusting. Like, somebody being a character. It's not just your character. It's such a thing.
I'm picking up new.
Yesterday, because of me, I learned so many new slang words. We were reading words like other, and then you are reading Brillo pad.
What? Brillo
pad? I don't know, I asked them, and they said it was, you know, you don't have like a green or blue scrub you have on your sink.
Yeah.
Yeah, because rough.
Well, that's what they're called.
Brillo
pad. Right. I thought it was just slangs or something.
I don't know, well, I've heard about it.
What's the weird slang they use in Irish class? Oh, it's
Brillo
pad. In the D. Just because the teacher was talking about dropping the D, it's like some, you know, thing with letters, and then everyone started laughing because apparently that's something very, very obscene.
The D is basically.
And then she's like, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Emojis a lot of sports is going on.
Emojis.
Reaction to those is so uncommon. I feel like you almost forgot that it's in the book.
I know, but they made it even worse. They took out anything that made the context.
Then the Michael thing
didn't make sense. Didn't make any sense because they didn't know he was a teacher. He was just a teacher. So, yeah. You're making a joke about Sonic or whatever. It's so stupid. They made something like that, of course, and certainly, you know, just improved it by like 4%.
Down here.
Oh, lovely. I haven't sat down here for 1st year.
Always.
I'm gonna go in the middle.
Oh,
and
you're
my wife.
What?
Yeah,
I guess.
Oh. That term is disgusting. It's not even a real word. Have you ever seen that word written down?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have.
You are. I think you walk down the road along.
Where were you? Because we didn't see anybody driving past. Wait, were you like, this is not the actual roadway down to the road, right?
Coming up to across the road, up to a new road.
Yeah, alright. That was
at
the end of the road.
I didn't know where you were going.
Alright, oh no, I'd been in the car. I just had been inside the hotel, but...
I was just in a study.
You actually went to study yesterday?
Yeah, I did like dinner half past. I went to study.
Holy shit.
What?
You went to study before I left, so why would you do that to yourself? That's horrible. To have been passed, and that's just after he threw his phone up in the air, it fell on the ground, smashed into a million pieces of earth.
Why did you throw your phone up in the air?
That's right.
Because this year was over here.
Yeah. He threw it up really high, fell on the ground, smashed, the battery was into a bubble, almost fell down the fucking
grate. Did he try that?
Barely. Like, it's so fucked, and now he's just using a different phone.
It's on the podcast. Like, if that recording was saved, they could hear it. We were recording on the wall, but probably I should say.
DJ RS is just tracking along times.
I'm going to the owner of the internet pseudo.
Alright, that's enough for this. We've done 10 minutes or so. If they both say that 20 minutes of podcast and sing some music, so we'll all. Yeah. I think this is a good thing. We're just going for your team. Let us sing. We'll be back later in the week. Goodbye.